The following video has been brought to you by Bubba Ali's new word game, Kalamat. For more information, visit BubbaAliGames.com.
When I first started learning about Islam, I didn't know anything and I was really confused. So when I went to the masjid, I realized the people there were even more confused than me. And when I left, I was even more confused. This is confusing.
I know, tell me about it.
You see, when you're a convert, people just want to hear a heartwarming story about how you became Muslim.
MashaAllah, brother. MashaAllah. It's very, very heartwarming. Very. Very.
Yeah, but the stuff we don't tell you is what happens afterwards.
What happens afterwards?
Nothing. You see, when we ask about Islam, you give us videos, literature, or even a copy of the Quran. But after we give our shahada, you're like, okay, assalamu alaikum, see you later.
But you don't see us later. Instead, we're just left on our own, and people just assume that we'll figure it out.
At a time when we first accept Islam and we need that knowledge the most.
And if you have that knowledge, it's your responsibility to give it to us.
Some people think they have the ability to convert people, but they need to read the same Quran that they're passing out. Because the Quran clearly tells us that there's no compulsion in this religion.
In other words, you cannot convert anyone.
The hearts are not in your hands, but rather in the hands of our Creator.
It is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands and only His hands.
Now back to the convert thing. Right after we accept Islam, some people assume that we know everything. It's only day one. We don't know how to pray, the rules of zakat, or what's even halal or haram. We don't know what those words even mean.
Unfortunately, some of the old school people in the masjid assume that we should know everything, but we just became Muslim. Chill. Relax. We'll learn. Just give us some time, inshallah.
The reality is that it's going to take more than just a few days for us to learn the basics. But unfortunately, some people are not patient, and they freak out. They really freak out.
Brother, your shorts are too short.
What do you mean?
I said, your shorts are too short. Too short.
I'm confused. I only have one pair of shorts.
Okay, your one short is too short.
You see, Islamically, my aura is covered, which is the area between my navel to my knee. So I really don't think this is about Islam, I think it's about him. But I don't want to argue, so I'll go wear a pair of pants.
What? You need to pull up your pants above your ankles?
Yes, I understand, but you know there's a hadith that when Abu Bakr was wearing...
How long have you been Muslim?
Just for a short time.
You see, you are back and short again. I have been Muslim for 50 years. 50! That is not short. That is long, very long, but not too long.
Yeah, just because he's been Muslim for 50 years doesn't mean that he's correct.
Brother, is that you? What did you say?
Can you hear me? Am I thinking out loud? And for sisters, there's a whole another ballgame.
You just became, oh, mashallah, mashallah, I saw you give shahada, mashallah, mashallah. Where is your hijab? Hijab is fard. By the way, if you want to get married, I have a good-looking son, mashallah.
The sister's brand new to Islam. She doesn't even know how to pray yet, but you want her to get married.
Joke! Joke!
Give the sister some breathing room, and she'll get married when she's ready, inshallah. And for the cultural sisters who think they're better, and they backbite behind their new convert sister's back, it doesn't make you better. It makes you worse. You're backbiting behind the back of a girl who just gave shahada yesterday because she's not wearing her hijab today to the masjid. And you're doing this while you're wearing your transparent hijab halfway up at the masjid. Right now there's two sisters high-fiving each other saying, tell him Baba Ali. You see, when we converts come to Islam, we have embraced Islam, not the culture. As a convert myself, I will speak in behalf of my other converts. We want to practice the true Islam. We don't want the modified version, the one with all that cultural mumbo-jumbo. We just want Islam. That's it. Nothing less, nothing more. Simple as that. Do you know what bothers me the most? It is when some Muslims mix culture with Islam and call the whole thing Islam. And as a result, many people can't tell the difference between what is Islam and what is culture. And their kids can't tell. And the media can't tell. And many non-Muslims, they can't tell. And many of us Muslim converts, we can't tell either. It is these type of actions that give Islam a bad name. The ones who scare people at the masjid. The ones who make simple things very difficult. For my fellow Muslims, many of those who have been born to this deen, and many of those who have converted,
Don't lose hope because of the actions of a few. There are many good people in this ummah. Many who love the deen as much as you do. It can be very hard when you first accept Islam because many of your friends and your family may not accept you. But you have to remain strong and positive. Now if you can, try to put yourself around good people. Those who have good actions and good behavior. It all starts with your aqidah because that is your foundation. And when your foundation is strong, you are strong. And if you don't have good people around you, try to learn from CDs and lectures so you can increase your knowledge, because knowledge is the key. And don't be fooled by the extremists who have compromised their deen for the sake of this dunya. Islam is something peaceful and amazing. And the best way to spread Islam is through kindness and good actions, not by hate. And remember, the day you accept this deen is when your trials will begin. And that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you, and test you, and test you, because this life is nothing more than a test. And when you feel alone sometimes, remember, nothing happens without the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to remain strong so you can make a positive difference in this world. Because it is the actions of those who do good which inspire others to do good. This is Ali reminding you just in case you forgot.